This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
Pittsburgh is home to many culinary firsts, but one particularly sloppy sandwich may be our region's most famous edible innovation. At the height of the Depression in the early 1930s, Joe Primanti opened a small lunch stand in the Strip District. Specializing in made-to-order sandwiches, Primanti's products were a huge hit with the truckers transporting fish, meats, and produce in the Strip. In 1933, as business grew, Primanti started a small restaurant on 18th Street, open from 3 a.m. to 3 p.m. to accommodate his nocturnal clients. Eventually, brothers Dick and Stanley joined the family business, along with their nephew and head cook, John DePreter. One day, a trucker left an extra load of potatoes in the restaurant. DePreter decided to fry a few of the spuds on the grill by slapping the fries directly on the sandwiches rather than on the side. Primanti's customers could enjoy a quick, hot meal without utensils. Add in some coleslaw and tomato slices, and voila! The hearty meal between two slices of bread became a Pittsburgh tradition. Primanti Brothers eventually became a 24-hour business to better serve its day-long crowd with its trademark double egg jumbo and kielbasa sandwiches. More than 75 years after its opening, Primanti's continues to serve its trademark delicacy, now in dozens of restaurants throughout Pennsylvania, Florida, Ohio, West Virginia, Maryland, and Indiana. Primanti sandwiches are a true Pittsburgh original and an all-in-one meal that tastes great any hour of the day.